You know, it's Jacksonville's Coach Marone has done a great job there as far as bringing, maybe not bringing back smash mouth football, but that's the way they play. I mean, they're a power team. They're very physical. Fournette's, you know, scored in every game. I mean, tremendous rookie running back, and their offensive line does a great job. Their receivers do a great job of blocking in the running game, and you know, it's a little bit like when I first started. You know, we had, you know, Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer and those guys that we played against, and they had a great passing game too with Bradshaw. But I mean, they had a lot of teams had really good running games. You know, now when I first started, everybody had leather helmets, so you really had to be tough then. But it's interesting to see that, you know, in this day and time, you can run the football and win games, and that's what they're doing. So it's an old formula. But they're doing really well with it.
Wade, what do you think it took for your defense to actually start clicking the way it has?
What's that?
What did it take for your defense to start clicking?
What does it take?
Yeah, what did it take? You guys have put together, I think, like six quarters. Pretty good football.
We won some games. I mean, it wasn't like we were losing every game. But I thought we started playing better the second half, of the Dallas game, and played well against, but not well enough to win. Most important thing is winning. You know, you can say, well, we had a bad game against San Francisco, but we beat San Francisco. We had a good game against Dallas. We beat Dallas. We had a good game against Seattle. They beat us. So, it's all relative as far as the final scores. You know, what you do to influence the game is really a big part of it. I think our guys are solid. They work hard. They're trying to get things the way we want them done. And guys, you know, it comes down to individual players playing well and within the system. We're starting to do that better and better.
And, Wade, you've made a couple of moves with your defense already. One of them was giving Michael Brockers more snaps as that five technique. And then
right.
The other one seems like you're going to give John Johnson and Cody Davis a little bit more time at safety now moving forward. Is it typically hard to make personnel moves like that with your defense in season? And also, what kind of gave you the conviction to make those changes here?
It's about the players. It's not, you know, it's not the scheme you run. It's what the players can do. And we felt like Brockers in another position would help us more. And it turned out to be that way. And then John Johnson was ready to play. I mean, we felt it all along. He played good in the preseason. We thought he was ready to play, and he was. So I think he's a heck of a football player. I mean, he made some plays that, not many good players in the league make. So not only the interception, but a couple of deep balls. One of them, he got the ball knocked out. He intercepted, got the ball knocked out. And then another one was a tough play for a free safety, and he was on top of it. So got a lot of savvy and did a good job for us.
You've talked a lot about the great players you've had in the past. When you have a guy like Aaron Donald, is it fun for you to find different ways to use him and different matchups and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's, you want to get him one-on-one as much as you can, and you want to get him in a position to affect plays. And, now some of them they can't because they're running away from him, you know. But and the same thing. Sometimes they're going to try to double him a lot, and we're going to try to put him in positions where they can't double him. And that's kind of a chess match sometimes. But if you're rushing four, they know where he is. They're going to have somebody for him. So you got to give him a pseudo five man look where they think they have to rush. Think you're rushing five and you're only rushing four. Things like that.
Wait. If Mark Barron is not available to play in this game, who would play in his spot?
Corey Littleton will play, but Mark, I don't see Mark not playing. I mean, he's ready to go.
Okay. And then you talked about John Johnson also moved Tanzel Smart into a lot of playing time. Have you always been that enthusiastic about playing rookies, I mean, through your career, or is that something that's evolved over time?
When I went to Denver the first time, Dan Reeves asked me that in my interview. He said, will you play rookies? And I told him, I'll play the best players, and whoever's the best player, that's who's going to play. So, because they had a kid on the bench that was a young player that wasn't playing, and we played him, and he ended up making the Pro Bowl. So, I mean, you know, it's you play the best players, whatever they are. Now, rookies will give you a little bit of gray hair now, so, you know, but they also, if they're good enough, they'll make plays for you.
With John out there now a little bit more, do you expect LaMarcus Joyner to spend a little bit more of his time kind of playing close to the line of scrimmage? And do you think he's capable of maybe taking on that strong safety type role?
John Johnson?
LaMarcus Joyner.
They're on the field together. I mean, he's a free safety. I think he's really played tremendously well there for us. So I don't see him going to strong safety, no.
So you think John Johnson can do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Corey can... Cody can do it, and we've got some other guys, too.
What have you thought of Alec Ogletree throughout the time that you've had him now and into this?
Number one, probably besides his athletic ability, his leadership is through the roof. I mean, he's a definite leader. I mean, I'm sure he got every vote for captain, you know, from everybody on the whole team. I mean, he's got the great leadership qualities that not a lot of players have. It's just natural with him. I mean, he doesn't go out of his way. It's just the way he is. And the players gravitate to him, you know, and he's a smart player too. And, you know, he can call all the signals on defense, make all the adjustments and all those things. So they look to that kind of guy anyway. And he's got that leadership value. So I couldn't be more impressed with the guy.